My Story, an autobiography of a homosexual Christian by Derek Michael Shaw. Episode 9, Celibacy and Sex. Chapter 5, Young Adulthood. The next several years saw me move from Wheaton, Illinois, back to Billings, Montana for a few months, then to Seattle, Washington to look for work. Less than 2 months later, I had gotten a job in Newark, Delaware, where I was hired as a trader support specialist for JPMorgan Chase. I had previously interviewed there months before I graduated, but they had hired someone else. Fortunately, another position opened up, and they offered me that job. So I packed up my 2001 Ford Focus and drove across the country from Washington State to Delaware. I became a top performer at JPMorgan Chase. For the 3 years I worked there, I saw increased amounts of responsibility, and I was always rated highly in my performance reviews. I worked long hours, but I was building my career, which was the precursor to finding a family and settling down. I went to church during this period, primarily at Emmanuel Church in Wilmington, Delaware. I met some friends there, but I never felt close enough to tell anyone about the acceptance of my homosexual desires. I also felt that I could not act on those feelings, otherwise I would go to hell. At the same time, though, I was still a horny, sexually frustrated guy in his early 20s. So I still masturbated, looked at gay porn, and entertained thoughts about being in a homosexual relationship. As time went on, more and more of my friends got into relationships, got married, and started families. I started to get angry. I wanted to date and get married too. I wanted to have sex in the context of a marriage relationship, just as I had been taught. And I wanted children. But I knew I wasn't attracted to women, and I knew it would be unfair to a woman to get into a relationship with her. Marriage also wasn't an option for homosexuals at this time, and even if it had been, I still would have been conflicted because I felt, at that time, that I couldn't act on my homosexual attraction or I would be sinning. So instead, I was an unhappy, sexually frustrated, and ultimately unfulfilled celibate homosexual Christian man. Why didn't I ever try to change my sexual attraction? For me, my sexuality always felt like it was a fundamental part of who I was. Knowledge and understanding have also been very important to me throughout my life. So I first wanted to know why I was homosexual before I could even think about the possibility of change. During this time, I had started to see how I should have known I was gay much earlier on, as you have seen from all the examples that I gave in chapters 1 through 4. And I thank God that I never looked into gay conversion therapy during these years, because while I never experienced it, I would personally come to know the ways in which it traumatizes gay men. I lived a celibate lifestyle for 3 years. I went to church, I excelled in my job, and I played lots of Dance Dance Revolution. I had lots of positive experiences in Delaware, and still have a number of friends there, but deep down, I wasn't fulfilled. I even wrote a letter to my friend Ben in 2004, where I revealed I had homosexual attraction and was trying to live a celibate lifestyle. But I also expressed how miserable I was in that letter. And so, in 2005, I had my first sexual experience with a man, at age 25. I finally decided that going to hell by acting on my homosexual nature was better than suffering through life alone to get to heaven. The scriptures said you would be called to celibacy. I knew I wasn't called to be celibate. I met him online through gay.com, the precursor to Grindr, and we chatted online for a bit before meeting at a local Barnes & Noble, just to make sure neither of us was a weirdo or a stalker. He was a mid-20s southern boy with a cute accent and a gentlemanly manner. We decided to go back to his place to watch a movie. I remember being nervous, so nervous that I was shaking and shivering for over 10 minutes when all we did was cuddle on the couch to watch Goonies. It was another 30 minutes before we even started to touch each other sexually. And then finally, at the age of 25, I received my first blowjob, my first sexual contact with another person. We hooked up once or twice after that, but he wanted to have anal sex, as most gay guys do, and I still wanted to save that for my first boyfriend. I was only in Delaware for another 8 or 9 months after that. I ended up hooking up with 6 or 7 other guys during that time. And while it was fun, I usually had some guilt or shame in giving myself away to so many guys. I know, in the grand scheme of things, I was still being very conservative, as I was limiting my sexual contact to making out, petting, hand jobs, and blowjobs. I did have one person ask if I was sexually attracted to men right before I left Delaware. It was my friend Becky. Becky and her family had adopted me while I was in Delaware, and I spent several holidays with her and her family. I had met her at Emmanuel Church, and she became a good friend during my time in Delaware. When she asked me whether I had homosexual attraction, I didn't lie. I admitted to it, but said I didn't understand it. While I don't remember too many other details about this conversation, and neither does she, I remember her asking if I was sexually abused as a child. And I was offended when she asked that. She was one of the first people I admitted this attraction to, and she wanted to blame it on abuse. While I didn't really understand my homosexuality, Becky understood it, and me, even less. Ultimately, it was a fairly typical conservative Christian response to the issue of homosexuality at that time, because if there was a cause like abuse, sexual, emotional, or psychological, then I could theoretically be healed or changed. During those last few months in Delaware, I also desired to get back into residence life. After applying to several colleges and universities, I got a job as the hall director of Petro Hall on the campus of Montana State University Billings in Billings, Montana. I was moving back to my hometown to manage a dormitory of 300 students. My parents were very excited. I was excited about the career change, and I thought I could finally find a guy to date. Once I had that, I could come out to my parents. I always knew it would be a difficult conversation, and I wanted to be in a relationship to soften the blow and to show my parents I could still be happy and fulfilled. But I didn't meet anyone to date in the 3 years I was in Billings. There was one guy I thought I wanted to date, but he didn't want to date me. I did hook up with over 20 guys in this period of my life. It was my quote-unquote slutty phase. But again, for a slutty phase, it was very conservative, because I wasn't having anal sex. I turned down several potential hookups because they lived in the dorms where I was a director. It would have created way too much controversy, no matter how hot they were. In the last year while I lived in Billings, I met a guy named Ryan that wanted to date me, but I didn't want to date him. That being said, we became good friends with benefits. We played strip Smash Brothers several times, and eventually, when we both weren't hooking up with anyone else, we topped and bottomed each other for a few times over a 6-month period. I figured I didn't know when I would actually meet a boy I could fall in love with, and I did want to experience anal sex. I was 27, and I trusted Ryan. I was really curious, and I knew we would both be safe. We couldn't do it that often, though, because he went to college in Bozeman, Montana, 2 hours away. So, for 2 years, I was the Petro Hall director. Then I became a personal banker at U.S. Bank for 1 year, June 2007 to June 2008. I knew I wanted to get out of Montana once I took that job, and it provided me with an easier way to leave Montana by transferring within U.S. Bank. And so, in June 2008, I transferred to Portland, Oregon, where I became a loan analyst. Next time on My Story, the conclusion of Chapter 5, Young Adulthood.